Welcome to the Talking People podcast. This is the second part of today. It's called My Day Today, and it's got two different audios, 2.1 and 2.2. This is 2.1. There is a little note on the form of the present perfect, and at the end, an exam tip. This episode includes example 1. In episode 2.2, I have included two more examples. Let's get started now. My day today. A little note on the present perfect form. The present perfect, called pretérito perfecto when I was little, and nowadays pretérito perfecto compuesto or antepresente in Spanish, is a perfect tense, so it needs have as the auxiliary verb. Have in the present, not in the past. In the past, it would be a past perfect or pluscuamperfect, called pluscuamperfecto or antepretérito in Spanish. And then we use the main verb in the past participle. This is, if the verb is regular with the ed ending, and if the verb is irregular, that would be the third column in the list of irregular verbs, okay? By the way, pay attention to the pronunciation of the ed ending in the regular verbs, okay? What have you done today? Example 1. The situation is this. In the afternoon, in the language lesson, you are practicing in pairs. So here is a dialogue featuring yourself and a classmate. Your classmate asks you, "What have you done today? What have you done today?" And you answer, "Well, today I have woken up very early. Well, today I have woken up very early." Notice have, have, and very, very, okay? "Well, today I have woken up very early." And you, "What have you done today? What have you done today?" Your classmate: "I have borrowed 2 books from the library. I have borrowed 2 books from the library." I have borrowed. Borrowed. Again, "I have borrowed 2 books from the library. I need them for a project. I need them for a project." "What have you done in the afternoon?" "What have you done in the afternoon?" You: "Well, I have had lunch." "I have had lunch." I have had. The verb is not to eat. The verb is to have lunch. Okay? To have lunch in the present perfect is I have had lunch. "Well, I have had lunch." "I have had a 20-minute nap or siesta." "I have had a 20-minute nap or siesta." "And now I'm here." "And now I'm here." I'm. "And now I'm here." "And what about you? What have you done this afternoon?" "What have you done this afternoon?" Your classmate: "I have done nothing." "I have done nothing." Or a similar way: "I haven't done anything." "I haven't done anything." Done is the irregular form of the verb to do. To do, did, done. Third column, okay? Done. You: "But you are here, that's something." You: "But you are here, that's something." your classmate. Let's call the teacher. Teacher, we have finished. We have finished. A T, T, finish, We have finished. We have finished. Teacher, we have finished. Teacher. Good pronunciation of finished. Well done. Well done. No, you haven't finished. No, you haven't finished. Drill, come on. Drill, come on. Drill means hacer las estructuras. One picks a verb and the other uses it to make a sentence. One picks a verb and the other uses it to make a sentence. Come on. Come on. You. Okay, I'll start. Bye. Your classmate. I have bought a cheese and ham sandwich. I have bought a cheese and ham sandwich. What about you? You. I have bought the bread today. I have bought the bread today. You can use buy or you can use get. Okay? Your classmate. Phone with the third person singular. Phone with the third person singular. You. Has your brother phoned Mary? Has your brother phoned Mary? Has your brother phoned Mary? Phoned with a D, D, or with a T, but a dental. Phoned, phoned. Your classmate. Well done. I have phoned my friend in Canada. I have phoned my friend in Canada. You. My turn. Here. Your classmate. Have you heard the news? Have you heard the news? To hear, heard, heard. Okay? Now, we can also pronounce news, news. Okay? You can also say, have you heard the news? Have you heard the news? News is British English and American English. And news is only American English, okay? Which, meaning which news or which news, okay? Your classmate. My brother is going to get married. My brother is going to get married. Married. You. Really? Is it true? Really? Is it true? In the United States, we say, for real, for real. Your classmate, yes, it is. Have you forgotten? Have you forgotten? You're good. Now in the negative. I haven't seen Carmen. I haven't seen Carmen. To see, so seen. Yes, I haven't seen Carmen. With meat. Your classmate. I haven't met Carmen yet. I haven't met Carmen yet. Okay? You can help your classmate and your classmate can help you and you can practice together. Okay? An exam tip to finish up this part of the episode. An exam tip is about the difference between a writing exam and a speaking exam. When you are at the elementary level or at the pre-intermediate level, the monologue in exams is very simple. So you can say sentences. You can list sentences, okay? If the examiner asks you, what have you done today? You can say, I have come to class, I have bought the bread. You can list different sentences. But if you are doing a writing test, you should not list sentences. You should write paragraphs. That's different, isn't it? That's different, right? So be careful. That's all. Now you need to look for audio 2.2 of today too. You will find two more situations, example 2 and example 3. Have a nice day.